I don't think I've ever played a game of darts on TV before, and felt like someone cut my arm off and stitched someone else's on. It was so confusing, so frustrating. It just wouldn't. No matter what I did, I got angry, I got calm. You know, I thought if I walked one way on the stage or another way on the stage, coming back off and on, nothing I did was enough. You know, and I just couldn't. I'm speechless. You know, I don't think I've ever played so poorly before at the wrong time. I'm really, really hurt. Really hurt.
You stuck with Michael in the early stages of this BetVictor World Match Play final, but there was a mid-game surge from him where you couldn't keep pace.
No, I don't think I was ever in the same class as him from start to finish. If I would have been, I would have absolutely been a million miles up on him. If I'd have played 80% of how I have done, I probably would have been a long way up. But, you know, I didn't, and he did a job, and he went up there to do a job. It got to the point where I was so embarrassed, I just wanted to get off. And I've never experienced that before, and it hurt. But, you know, it's another final, and I can take positives from the last games, not this one, but the last games, and I'll move onwards and upwards.
I know we're very soon after the match, but could it possibly have been your heroics in the semi-final that took something out of you for tonight?
No, not at all. You know, I mean, a lot of people say, oh, they had a hard game the game before. I've had 24 hours to get myself ready. You know, the only thing that hurts me about things like this is because you get critics that say certain things and certain words, and you just think you can't even comment on a game like that because I was so out of sorts. But as I say, Michael did a job. You know, he was up there to win. He won quite comfortably. How I got 10, 11, 12 legs, I do not know. So, you know, we move onwards and upwards. I think it's the Grand Prix next one. So if I play like that again, I might retire.
Irrespective of the result tonight, it is a phenomenal record you have here in Blackpool. You must look forward to this tournament every year you can.
Yeah, you do, you know. And I can't keep harping on about it, but I feel really disappointed in myself. You know, I've done all that hard work to get there. And it's just upsetting. It's genuinely upsetting. It's not like sour grapes or anything like that. I'm devastated. I'm really devastated, you know, because I know I was good enough to win that final. And I just laid down and got steamrolled.
Well, look, a lot of positives to take from this week. If not tonight, James, congratulations on making
Thank
it
you very
far.
Much. Cheers. Thank you very much for everyone watching as well and cheering me on. The crowd were brilliant. I don't think I've ever had a crowd cheer me on like that. So for me, this is a home of darts.